Neil McCabe with One American News is with us this morning, as he is each Tuesday, to bring us a little insight on the news around the country and around the world. And, Neil, good to have you back with us.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
When is your brother Andrew going to go to jail, by the way?
You know, I interviewed Robin Gritt, the FBI sort of whistleblower who Andrew McCabe ran out of the FBI, and she told me that, you know, the guy's behaving like a sociopath, and he's putting on this con, you know, this altar boy act as he's going on all these TV shows, when really he's like a very bitter, vindictive, sneaky guy. And the whole time I'm doing the report, No relation.
Neil,
you should have bullied him much more as a child, really. or been in his family so you could have bullied him as a child.
So, Neil, what is going on with the Democratic Party right now? It looks like the entire agenda of the Democratic Party is being set by this 29-year-old nitwit, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What's happening here?
Well, you know, it's things just don't happen, you know, in a vacuum. It's not just the push of the Justice Democrats. It's also the pull, because the National Republican Party has never made abortion a serious issue, at least in the last, say, 15, 20 years. And so, or even the environmental stuff, or even some of the healthcare stuff. I mean, so the message to the voters from the, whether it's the National Republican Governors Association, the Senate Committee, the Congressional Committee, or the National Republican Committee, the message from the staffers, the consultants, and the leaders of the Republican Party is abortion is not important to us. We saw what happened in the Kavanaugh hearings. Every single Senate Democrat talked about, we said right out, we need to keep abortion legal. Every single Republican said, abortion, not really familiar with the term. I didn't ask about abortion. Who said I asked about abortion?
Yeah, it used to be, it was supposed to be legal and rare, and now they want it, you know, abundant, often, easy, accessible, even after birth.
Well, yeah, it's completely extreme, and that's just the way. But that's because, you know, here in Washington, you know, the people who are sort of running the Republican Party are completely cool with it. I mean, there's no.
It's really the same thing that's happened with border security, isn't it, Neil? I mean, yeah, you've had the Chamber of Commerce, or as some of our friends refer it, to the Chamber of Commies. You've had the Koch brothers, who are definitively pro-Republican, well, unless it comes to illegal immigration, unless it comes to a whole host of other issues that fit their economic industrial agenda. You've had strong leadership in the Republican Party lead against border security, from Paul Ryan on down the list. So it's, and I think that's what frustrates, again, it's one of the things that I think causes the support for President Trump. You've got the Republican Party establishment that is disconnected, whether it's on pro-life issues, whether it's on border security issues. They don't reflect the values of that base.
Absolutely. I mean, it's absolutely true, and it hasn't been true. You know, it was interesting, you know, during the 1980s, you actually had a robust sort of conservative intellectualism that was matched up with the president and the political party. And that you actually, you know, when people back in the 80s, when people opposed welfare programs, it wasn't to save money. It was because we really don't think these things work, and maybe there's another way to go. Now all they talk about is entitlements, the spending on entitlements. They're afraid to even talk about welfare reform or programs. So they won't even say the word. But, you know, I do want to talk about this. You know, you talk about the president and you just talk about, you know, the president's approval ratings. Going back to what we talked about last week, with Pat Caddell, it really is a mistake to judge the president's job performance by his approval ratings, because, you know, Pat Caddell proved in 2016 that people are lying, and but if you talk about the issues, they're going to be with the president, and that's how they're going to vote. The Republican leadership doesn't get that message, and what we're going to see, not so much on this infanticide bill, but you're going to see Senate Republicans voting against the president on the national emergency on the border, and for insiders, that's really a gauge to see how close they can get. If they impeach the president in the House, how many Republicans will they get in the Senate?
So right now, I think Tom Tillis of North Carolina has said he's going to oppose, vote for the resolution opposing President Trump's national emergency declaration. What other Republicans? Susan Collins is on that list. Is Lisa Murkowski on it? And is Lamar Alexander going to be on that list?
I would look for Marco Rubio to be on that list. And I would also watch a guy, Todd Young, from Indiana. Todd Young is the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. And so that's the political wing of Senate Republicans. He's been a real nasty sort of backbiting opponent of the president in sort of little ways. He says one thing to the national media. When he goes back home to Indiana, he says another thing. But I would watch to see Todd Young and how he votes, because if the chairman of the National Senate Campaign Committee is going to oppose the president, well, it's like, and then you look at the Republican Governors Association. In a few days, the new head of the Republican Governors Association is going to be Larry Hogan, the governor of Maryland. And that guy's going to challenge Trump in the primary. So, you mean, it's like, what kind of Republican Party do we have when you have the president of the United States, you know, flying to North Korea to try to make peace on that peninsula, and he's got to worry about Republicans running against him in the primary?
Well, and you've got in Tennessee with Lamar Alexander, as we mentioned him a few moments ago, not running for re-election. Everybody's kind of waiting with bated breath on whether Governor Bill Haslam, a never-Trumper who has been a stick in the eye of President Trump from the outset, whether he will announce that he's going to run and whether a conservative can defeat him in that Senate Republican primary. The Mitch McConnells of the world, they're going to embrace a rich guy Haslam, even though he opposes the president, probably because he opposes the president. And we'll go from a Lamar Alexander, who's been somewhat supportive in some cases, but on key issues opposed to the president. You're going to double down and go worse if we see the same thing. Again, in red states, we keep seeing these blue state Republican senators, and voters are frustrated with it.
Well, they should be frustrated because, you know, in the Democratic Party, for all of their sins, their goal is to push an agenda. And in the Republican Party, their goal is to get elected and just stay there and do nothing to jeopardize their position of power. And, you know, one of the things they use when they recruit candidates, and they'll say it all the time, say, oh, this is a self-funded candidate. Self-funded means they're rich. And if they're rich, they're not necessarily going to be with the little people.
Well, and with the Republicans having to worry about a race in Arizona, John Cornyn in Texas is looking to have, you know, the Democrats are kind of assembling to give him a tough run there. Republicans are having to defend what should be their base because Republicans are not running as conservatives.
Well, I mean, John Cornyn is a great example of a guy who always kneecaps conservatives in committee and in the cloakroom, says all the right things, you know, when the cameras are on. But he's a guy who every year files a national concealed carry reciprocity bill, and it never leaves the judiciary. And he's also the guy that when that bill, a better bill than his bill, you know, from a gun owner's perspective, passed the House last year, endorsed by Scalise, the most famous victim of gun violence in the world, it was Cornyn who stripped out the National Concealed Carry Reciprocity and kept an expanded background check bill.
Neil, we're going to have to cut you off here now. Thanks so much. Come back tomorrow. We're running out of time. Neil McCabe with One America News Network. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Neil.
We'll be right back. This is the Tennessee Star Report.